Chambers has now passed the Finharps funding strategy for the new stadium. That's the matching funding that was agreed in Donegal County Council, the 500,000, the FEA, 500,000 Finharps. Obviously, that all had to go back to the minister and the department for approval, because the 4 million sports capital allocation was dependent on all of the matching funding and the other conditions to be put in place. Obviously, that was the last object that was in place from starting the stadium, and I've just had this confirmed now this afternoon here, just at 3:30, so that I'm told now that the Finharp Stadium is good to go, we're ready to go, contractors in place, funders in place, and finally, all of the permissions are now in place.
Do we know when the work can actually start, and do we have any idea at this point of a completion date?
Yeah, well, I was told from by Finharps and Paul McLoon and them that worked extremely hard on it, that they're good to go. They have put an awful lot of time into it, and basically the contractor and everything's very eager to get in on the site, and they want to actually get in immediately. So whatever's immediately, few weeks, month, whatever, but a very, very short time frame. They're very, very anxiously on board, and they've just been waiting on this. Obviously, the letter's going to be sent out to them now, but I spoke personally to the two ministers, as I say, just in the last half hour, and they said there's no more delays from their side.
From the point of view of the stadium, obviously Finharps are going to be using it as their primary stadium, but it's also the Donegal Community Stadium. There's going to be more to this than Harps. It's going to have other uses as well. It's going to be very much a facility for Donegal into the future.
Absolutely. Just talking to Paul McLoon and a few other committees, particularly in the last few years, is a realisation out there they just can't have a stadium sitting there from week to week, or you know, every other home game. Like, they try to utilise it to try and maximise the turnover, try and make some capital out of there, because obviously the running costs of managing a team that's in the league, in the National League, is quite a few, and it's good for the whole town, it's good for the whole county. We have the Finharps Academy, we have women's football, we have a lot of requirements, and we also have a plan application sitting now on board Panola for the All-Weather Stadium. So it's great news, and I have no doubt all these facilities will be well used.